There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Sarajevo, where a hotel has cancelled a booking for a European rabbinical delegation amid criticism of Israel's Gaza conflict. The venue had planned to host 50 delegates from the Conference of European Rabbis, CER, for their annual meeting focusing on Jewish issues across Europe. CER President Rabbi Pinchas Goldschmidt condemned the move, calling it a boycott by Bosnian officials, and emphasized the conference's importance for interfaith dialogue. The event has now been relocated to Munich, highlighting concerns over rising anti-Semitism and restrictions on Jewish activities in the region. Jewish leaders and communities are voicing concerns amid ongoing protests against immigration and customs enforcement raids in Los Angeles and beyond. The Board of Rabbis of Southern California have called for peaceful demonstrations condemning violence and vandalism. Religious groups, including Los Angeles' Wilshire Boulevard Temple, have urged for respectful dialogue and emphasized peace, justice, and community safety. Rabbi Shlomo Kovs has revitalized Jewish life in Hungary, overseeing the reopening of over 10 synagogues in Budapest in the past decade. He founded a Jewish high school, a university Jewish studies program, and leads Hungary's first Hebrew language Daf Yomi Talmud class. His goal is to reconnect Hungary's 100,000 Jews, most of whom are unaffiliated with their faith. Serving as chief rabbi for EMIH and the Hungarian Defense Forces, Kovs describes Hungary as experiencing a second golden era for Jews, with strong community support and resources. His upcoming project is a new yeshiva, fostering a vibrant future for Hungarian Jewry. During an address to the Knesset, Argentine President Javier Milei announced plans to move Argentina's embassy to Jerusalem in 2026. He expressed strong support for Israel amid ongoing conflict with Hamas, criticizing much of the international community for siding with terrorists. He highlighted Argentina's solidarity with Israel, especially following recent tragic events involving Argentine nationals kidnapped and murdered by Hamas. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines today. Intelligence expert Kerry Sleeper has warned the U.S. House subcommittee that America's Jewish community faces escalating complex threats, potentially lasting a decade. A Quinnipiac poll shows 73% of U.S. voters view anti-Semitism as a serious issue, with 49% though disapproving of President Trump's approach to addressing Jew hatred. A Jewish artist has revealed plans by far-left activists to attack and poison Israelis attending the Boom Festival in Portugal in mid-July, including torching tents and spiking drugs. U.S. officials have announced State Department plans to evacuate non-essential staff from Baghdad, Bahrain, and Kuwait amid regional unrest. The Trump administration has urged countries not to attend a UN conference on Israel-Palestine, warning against actions supporting Palestinian statehood, which could harm diplomatic relations and oppose US policy. Spain has hosted a senior diplomatic meeting of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS, focusing on disrupting terrorist networks, preventing ISIS's regional threats post-Assad era, and strengthening international efforts to combat terrorism. And finally, to mark Anne Frank's 96th birthday today, New York City's Anne Frank the Exhibition is launching Summer of Reflection, distributing 10,000 free copies of her diary and offering free exhibit tickets. Partnering with local schools and libraries, the initiative aims to promote awareness of her story amid rising anti-Semitism. The exhibition features a full-scale replica of the secret building space where Anne hid during World War II, with rare artifacts on display. The free book distribution and extended exhibit access seeks to educate young people about tolerance, resilience, and human dignity, honoring Anne Frank's legacy and fostering a message of hope for future generations. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.